Welcome to Bears Update on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. Hallis Hall was teeming with activity Tuesday as the Bears kicked off their voluntary offseason program.
I mean, it's exciting. You know, we've been gone for a while, and then, you know, to see the familiar faces and along with some of the new, it's exciting to have all the guys in here working together as a team and trying to get better.
The first day of the offseason program began with a 7:30 meeting led by Coach Mark Trestman and his staff, followed by conditioning and weightlifting.
We start, you know, team building. The trust, the humility factor, and the respect for each other starts now. And that's what Coach Trestman started off our first meeting with. And, you know, we build that team. The team bonding is obviously stronger than it's ever going to be with the time that we put in the weight room and seeing somebody else work and push each other. And that's what it's about.
During the first 2 weeks of the program, activities are limited to strength and conditioning and physical rehab, with only strength and conditioning coaches allowed on the field with players. In the second phase of the program, which begins in week 3, all coaches will be allowed on the field to work with players. Some introductions were necessary Tuesday, given the number of new players in the Bears locker room. Since March 11th, the team has signed nearly a dozen free agents from other teams.
I think a lot of it's just camaraderie. You know, I'm building the camaraderie of the group. You know, you have a lot of new faces, so to get guys together for 9-10 weeks is a big deal right before training camp, and you know, so guys will know each other going there, and you know, you have a lot of different guys playing a lot of different places and getting to know tendencies for everybody, and I think that's the biggest part about OTAs is just getting better.
Thanks for joining us on Bears Update, and stick with ChicagoBears.com for all the latest news.